If it becomes clear that the contingency will not occur, the transaction can be reconsidered. For example, in the last illustration, if planning permission is not granted, the tax computation will be amended and Mr. Darwin can make a claim for repayment of the overpaid tax. In this case, the revised consideration will be £200,000. This now falls in the 1% tax band, so the SDLT will be £2,000. Mr. Darwin originally paid £9,000 of SDLT, so he'll be entitled to a tax repayment of £7,000. Interest will be added to the repayment. Uncertain consideration means that the amount depends on uncertain future events. For example, in the illustration of Michael and Mr. Darwin, the conditional consideration on the granting of planning permission could have been a percentage of the sale price of the houses. This will not be known when the sale is completed. In this case, SDLT is payable on the basis of a reasonable estimate of the value of the uncertain consideration. A similar principle applies for capital gains tax following the case of Maron and Ingalls. Again, an application for postponement of tax is possible and the SDLT may be reconsidered once the consideration becomes certain. SDLT also applies to certain transactions involving partnerships and companies. Stamp duty land tax applies to the following. 1. A transfer of land to a partnership, for example in return for an interest in the partnership. Or 2. A transfer of land from a partnership to one of the former partners. The charge will be based on the percentage change in ownership. For example, a partner with a 20% partnership share owns some land personally. The land is then sold to the partnership for £300,000. There will be a purchase by the partnership of 80% of the land, being 100% less the partner's 20% share, and therefore stamp duty land tax will be charged on £240,000, that is 80% of £300,000. A special rule applies where the purchaser is a company and either the vendor is connected with the company or the consideration for the transaction is the issue or transfer of shares in a company with which the vendor is connected. An example of this is where land is transferred from a sole trader or partnership to a company on incorporation. In this case, the chargeable consideration is the market value of the land at the date of the transaction. This rule applies even if the land is gifted to the company, as the general exemption for gifts does not apply in this case. Moving on now to stamp duty land tax on leases. The sale or assignment of a lease is treated for SDLT purposes in the same way as a sale of the freehold. Different rules apply where a lease is granted. Where a lease is granted, there are two potential elements which are chargeable to SDLT. When a new residential lease has a substantial annual rent, SDLT is payable on both the lease premium or purchase price using the table discussed previously and the net present value or NPV of the rent payable. The NPV is based on the value of the total rent over the life of the lease. The SDLT is calculated separately on both these elements and then added together. In practice, SDLT only becomes payable on a fairly high rent, starting at around £4,500 a year for a 99-year lease, for example. However, the exact threshold depends on the length of the lease. Note, if the lease was granted before the 22nd of April 2009 and the NPV exceeds £175,000, tax is due at 1% on the excess over the normal £125,000 threshold and not the new temporary level of £175,000. For example, if the NPV of the rent on a new residential lease granted in July 2009 totals £200,000, then the SDLT on this rent is 1% of £25,000 or £250. This charge is then added to the SDLT charged on the premium paid for the new lease, shown in the previous table. The NPV of the rental stream over the term of the lease depends on the term of the lease and the amount of rent payable in the first 5 years. HMRC has provided lease factor tables in their stamp duty information bulletin 6 to assist practitioners with the NPV calculation. If you needed these, they'd be given in the examination. If the rent remains fixed for the first 5 years, the calculation is relatively straightforward. Advisors simply use the cumulative factor quoted for the term of the lease and apply it to the annual rent. Now let's look at an illustration. A trader takes on a new lease for 40 years, paying £10,000 a year rent for the first 5 years, with rent reviews at the start of year 6 and 5 yearly thereafter. The cumulative factor for a 40-year lease is 21.3550734. The NPV is calculated as 21.3550734 times £10,000, which equals £213,551. The stamp duty land tax is payable at 1% on £88,551, being £886. The figure of £88,551 is arrived at by taking £125,000 away from £213,551. Note that rent reviews and break clauses are generally ignored after the first 5 years. If the annual rent varies in the first 5 years, the method of calculating the NPV is amended. The advisor would need to determine the amount of rent payable for each of the first 5 years of the lease. If this cannot be determined, a reasonable estimate would suffice. Rent after year 5 is deemed to be equal to the highest 12-month rental period during those first 5 years. This is normally referred to as the year 6 rent. We then apply the individual lease factors to each of the first 5 years to ascertain the NPV of those years. We would apply the year 1 factor to year 1 rental, the year 2 factor to year 2 rental, and so on. The factor to apply to the year 6 rental amount depends on the term of the lease. If you have a 10-year lease, apply the individual factor for year 10 to the year 6 rent. To determine the NPV of total rentals, we then just add together the figures obtained for years 1 to 5, 5 figures, and the figure obtained for year 6 onwards. This will be a maximum of 6 figures to add together. This total is the NPV of the rent on which SDLT is charged, subject to the 0% threshold. When a new non-residential or mixed-use lease has a substantial annual rent, SDLT is payable on both the lease premium or purchase price and the net present value of the rent payable. The net present value is based on the value of the total rent over the life of the lease. The SDLT is calculated separately on both these elements and then added together. By way of illustration, Simon is granted a 21-year lease over a factory. He pays a premium of £325,000 and an annual rent of £10,000. The net present value of rent is £180,000. We take the premium first. The premium is £325,000, which falls into the 3% band. The SDLT is therefore 3% of £325,000, being £9,750. SDLT is also due on the net present value of the rents. The net present value of the rents is £180,000. The lease is on a non-residential property, so the first £150,000 is charged at 0%, with the excess at 1%. The SDLT on the rents is therefore £300. Total SDLT payable by Simon is therefore £10,050. There is an exemption from SDLT where land passes between two companies in a group. No tax is payable on a transfer of land between companies where one company owns 75% of the shares of the other, or both are under the 75% ownership of another company. Group relief may be withdrawn if the purchaser company ceases to be a group member within 3 years. The tax that would originally have been paid will now become payable by the purchaser company. The tax becomes payable 30 days after the event which causes the withdrawal of the group relief. SDLT group relief must be claimed in a land transaction return, and a further return should be made if the relief is withdrawn. There are two practice questions to complete this session. The answer is B, as the transaction is exempt under Schedule 3 FA 2003. There are no special rules about transfers between spouses for SDLT. We start with the duty on the premium. The premium is £45,000. This falls into the 0% band. However, the zero rate charge does not apply here because the lease is non-residential and the annual rental exceeds £1,000. The premium is instead charged at the 1% rate to give SDLT of £450. There is also a charge on the net present value of the rent. This is £180,000. As the lease is on non-residential property, the first £150,000 of the rents is charged at 0% with the excess at 1%. The SDLT on the rents is therefore £300 to give total SDLT payable of £750. That concludes this lecture on stamp duty land tax.